We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
7:21, the WCCO Morning News with Adam Carter. Sad story in Brooklyn Park. A man going to get the mail, run over by his neighbor, and police say it was an intentional act. 65-year-old Paul Pfeiffer killed the driver in that case, 46-year-old Christopher Dwayne Rice, still in jail. He has yet to face charges. Very sad story, but also a story with a twist here, and it reveals how critical it is to get people mental health care and how we're severely lacking in the Twin Cities. And we bring onto the Shift Real Estate Hotline a deputy police chief from Brooklyn Park, Mark Brule. Mark, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about Christopher Dwayne Rice and how he was on your radar even just 24 hours before this happened last Saturday.
Yeah, Christopher has had numerous police calls over the last 5 years at his house with his family involving his mental health. So we are very familiar with him. We have a mental health unit here at the police department that involves a detective, and also involved the Hennepin County mental health social worker, who work together to kind of get the best outcomes from these cases. The problem with Christopher, and they were working with him, is he had his own provider, meaning that he was suffering pretty severe mental health issues, had been through the system numerous times, and already had a provider who was supposed to be caring for him or taking care of him. So that really limits the ability of our mental health unit to intervene.
And how frustrating is that, Mark?
Well, I mean, it's very frustrating when you have an outcome like this, obviously, which is a significant tragedy, and you think of the ways that this could have been prevented. It's really frustrating. You know, it's not the fault of any one person. Everybody in the system is trying to do the right thing, but the system is really intended because the people are suffering from a mental health issue, is really with the best interest to get the best outcome for the person suffering from the mental health issue, is to get them back home, back in society. And I would say generally that is the best for everybody involved. But in severe cases like this, and this is the ones that concern us the most, and we see these fairly often where these people are dangerous, they're committing bad crimes, which Christopher has committed very violent crimes in the past, and he's not able to stand trial and be held accountable criminally. And we agree with that. Like, our system is not geared to send people with mental health issues to criminal trial, nor should it. Those people don't belong in prison. But they also can't be put back out into our community to victimize our community members. We got to be better than that as society. As a system, we got to find a better way.
Yeah, we don't want to lose sight here that, you know, Paul Pfeiffer is dead because of the actions, allegedly, of Christopher Rice, and that is a tragedy. And mental health aside, a crime was committed here, but you point that out. If not prison, then where? And that's a big question that we have to answer.
Well, and there's you know, over the course of my career, I've been here 27 years, and there's just been a philosophy change, and I completely understand it from taking, you know, people suffering from mental health issues and putting them in institutions to putting them back out in the community. And the understanding we have is there's an intention to have a better outcome for them. And we've seen that. Like, people do better at home when they're around their loved ones and are supported by people that help them stay on their medications and participate in healthy activities. That's not the issue. It's these other ones that we can see the crimes building. We can see the not taking off the medications. We can see the behaviors that really alarm us. And even in this case, and this and another case that I can't talk about, our detective from our mental health unit was on the phone on Friday before this tragedy with the county asking or pleading for some sort of solutions to resolve this. And her concern, as she expressed it to me, she was worried that we were going to get involved because we're constantly getting called up there and he was becoming more and more violent. Her concern was we were going to get involved in a conflict with him and potentially have to hurt him because it was becoming that violent. So there's just not a lot of great answers around this topic for the police.
Can you tell me, Mark, about the role that you talked about your detective trained now in dealing with mental health crisis? How is that improving with how police handle how the things on a day-to-day basis? Has it helped getting that training and having that effort on the part of your department?
Absolutely, it has. So this is a detective that is a sworn officer but is highly trained in mental health issues, partnered with a social worker who is a mental health professional from Hennepin County, and they're stationed here together. And where we've really seen the impact with these two is on getting people, like on livability, we have people that may be involved in low-level crimes like theft or disorderly conduct, intoxication in the streets, and their root cause of the problem is mental health issues, but they've never been evaluated. They don't know they have mental health issues, and they've never been brought in where they're given resources available to them, and that's what this group does. So although they might get arrested or get a ticket, this mental health unit, based on indicators, will reach out to them, go meet with them, also take them as part of a restorative court process, which is a non-traditional court process that we use for these offenders when we believe that after an assessment, the root cause here is mental health and it's not being treated and it's not diagnosed. So we get that diagnosis for them. We get them the resources to go get medications or treatment as needed. And we get them on a plan to get assistance and other programs that really are intended to have the best outcome for them. And what we're seeing is on those low offenders, we're not seeing them reoffend as often. Many of them disappear because they're off the police radar and their life is on a better trajectory. So that is really where we're seeing a lot of success with this unit. Unfortunately, on these very violent, highly medicated, high-level diagnosis, mental illness, those are the cases that are still causing problems and that we're not having a lot of impact on. Because quite honestly, it's just out of the hands of the police department.
So sad. Brooklyn Park Deputy Police Chief Mark Brule. Mark, thanks for the time this morning.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.